The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The way we naturally are is the way of get. The whole process of conversion is to become like God and Jesus Christ. That's what Christ means when he talks about bearing fruit. Notice what Christ had to say in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning in verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. Christ explains the parable of the sower that you can read of in the previous verses here. Verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Satan does all that he can to convince you that God's word isn't important. Just go on and forget about what God has to say and live your life and do what you want to do. And that's what the world has done, and look where we are. It's very evident that God isn't trying to convert everyone today. God is not trying to save the world today. Otherwise, everyone would understand the word of God when they hear or when they read it. Now notice verse 20. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Verse 20 is speaking about those that hear the word of God and they agree with it, at least what they hear or read to that point. But they don't realize at that time there is much more to learn and understand about God's word that will require a lot of changes in their life. Verse 21, yet he has not root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Christ did not say that they began to bear fruit, only that they did agree that it was right up to a certain point. But when they realize the word of God tells them to begin changing, and that is to continue to change, to repent as they understand God's word, there's not enough spiritual growth in them to do that. So they give up. Some people will only stand a certain amount of truth. They won't continue to receive the truth or the love of the truth. They think, this is more than I can handle. I don't want to lose self. Verse 22. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. This person understands the truth. Then they think they are missing out on something, and they're choked by the world, by the cares of this life. Verse 22 is describing those that are willing to and that are trying for a while to change and are changing, turning themselves over to God's way of life. They begin to bear fruits of righteousness for a while, but then the cares of this life are the ways of this world, and the world chokes them and drags them back where they came from, to Satan's way. They may think that they have to start working on Saturday or the Sabbath to earn more money. Verse 23, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Yes, Christ is describing those that are in there for the long haul. They continue to put on Jesus Christ because they endure to the end. They continue to bear the fruit of righteousness. Some bear more fruit than others, but God gives and judges according to each one's ability. So, my friends, God saves those. God gives salvation to those who repent of sin, the breaking of God's law. Sin is the transgression of the law, and that means the word of God. For God's word is based on and springs from his law, the Ten Commandments. So if you aren't struggling to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, you are a sinner and you need to repent. This is Satan's world, and he has the world held captive to his way of get. He has deceived the whole world, but he doesn't want you to know you are deceived. We are the servants of whom we obey. Revelation 12 and verse 9 says this, so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Satan has deceived Christianity to think they are serving God, even though they aren't living by the Word of God. They surely think it's all right to trample on God's holy time, the weekly and the annual Sabbaths, and to claim Christ was only in the heart of the earth half of the time that he said he would be. But did you notice in Revelation 12, verse 9, it says, Satan, who deceives the whole world. In other words, everyone has been deceived, and most everyone, it seems, is still deceived today. Christ gave the only sign which would prove that he was a true Messiah. Now, I have a question for you, and that is, can you worship the true Jesus Christ when you don't believe what he said, even about how long he would be in the heart of the earth? Christ told us very plainly in Matthew 12, verses 38 through 39, notice what he said. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Christ said in other places very plainly that as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so he would be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Very plain and easy to understand, but Christianity cuts this time in half and still think they are serving and worshiping Jesus Christ. Do you think it's possible for this whole world to be deceived and not understand what true repentance is? Do you personally understand what you must repent of? Do you understand that you will have to repent someday, or you will be as though you have never existed? You will be burned to death in the lake of fire, never to live again. In the book of Luke, chapter 11, notice what Christ said. Luke 11, beginning in verse 27. And it happened as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. And he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Notice that, my friend. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and believe the word of God and keep it. And you have to believe the word of God before you will even attempt to keep the word of God. Yes, indeed, you have to repent of breaking the word of God and begin keeping it, living by every word of God and continuing to for the rest of your life. You must continue the conversion process throughout your life. You can't do that unless you are willing to obey the word of God. And as I said, you have to believe the word of God before you can obey it. Christianity is right when they tell you to believe. They tell you to believe in Jesus Christ. I also tell you to believe in Jesus Christ. But I tell you to believe the Word of God, what it says, what Christ taught, and be willing to live by His Word. Repentance and conversion means a change. And it takes more to change than just believing in Jesus Christ, that He is the Savior of the world. Now, we know Christ is the Savior of the world because the Bible tells us that. The Bible also tells us that Christ came to save sinners. Notice one of the first things that Christ did when he began his ministry in Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 14. Verse 14 of Mark chapter 1. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Verse 15, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Yes, Christ came preaching that there was a kingdom coming to this earth, and he's going to sit on that throne, and he's going to be the head, the king of that kingdom. And he says, Repent and believe the gospel. Believe what he taught. Christ said, Repent and believe the gospel of the kingdom of God. That means, for one thing, that Christ will return to this earth and establish the kingdom of God on the earth. The Bible says the saints will rule with Christ on the earth. Do you believe that? Do you believe what the Bible says? It says the saints will rule with Christ on the earth. Haven't you been taught that you will go to heaven? The Bible doesn't teach that. That teaching doesn't come from Jesus Christ or the Bible. In Revelation 5, beginning verse 8, notice what it says. Now when he had taken the scroll, speaking of Christ here, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Yes, those that bear fruit, those that repent and believe and begin to obey God and bear fruit the rest of their life, Christ says, you will rule and reign with Christ as kings and priests on the earth. Revelation 11, verse 15 says this, Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. Yes, the earth belongs to God the Father and Jesus Christ. Christ created the earth, but God has allowed Satan to rule the earth. Satan is the god of the earth because mankind has, and they still are, serving him. But his time is just about up, and God will take the earth away from Satan and rule it with a rod of iron, and the saints will rule on the earth with and under Jesus Christ. Verse 13 of Daniel 7 says this, I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory, a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Now in Daniel 7, verse 18, it says this, But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. This is awaiting the saints. Yes, we must repent and we must believe and obey if we want to be saved. We have to change from the way we are to the way that God and Jesus Christ are. We have a couple of booklets that you need to read. We're offering today, What is Sin and the Facts You Should Know About Repentance? What is Sin and the Facts You Should Know About Repentance? All you need to do to receive those booklets, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to repent and change your way of life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.